When I was working in the early 60s, I wanted to reduce things to pure process and activity. So I wrote down a list of verbs: to lift, to curl, to roll, to bend, to tie, to curve, to inlay, to splash. There are probably over 60 or 70 of them. And I decided to work those verbs in relationship to material in place and time. In this case, the verb was to lift. And I found that if I just lifted this piece of vulcanized rubber from its center, it would freestand. Not only would it freestand, but its surface would be almost topologically continuous. That means there would be no inside or outside if you continued following the form. And I thought, isn't this curious? All I've done is followed the action of the verb, lifted the thing up, and I have what I consider to be a sculptural form. Did I think that was enough to present as a work of art? Well, to tell you the truth, I'd gone through a lot of verbs in relation to material and place, which yielded little. I would consider it to be worthwhile. This piece held my fascination in terms of its potential and also in terms of revealing exactly what it did, and it looked sculptural. When you're experimenting on that level, the idea of, quote, art doesn't really enter into your head. These pieces were involved with experimentation and play. And play, I think, is a big factor in a lot of the early work, and it continues to be in my studio because that's how one allows oneself to move in directions which one could not have foreseen.